As time marches on, one of the pluses to this time of year here in Michigan is that the days are getting longer. Moving forward, today gives us 2 minutes and 8 seconds more additional sunshine than yesterday. And day by day, the light gets brighter and stays longer. Longing for light, we wait for darkness. We sing, Christ be our light. Shine in our hearts. Shine through the darkness. Christ be our light. Shine in your church. Gather today. As the church gathers together this fourth Sunday of Advent, the halfway point through Lent to Easter, God's word speaks to us about the light of God, the everlasting light. In the first reading that Jim proclaimed this morning, God told Samuel that God doesn't see human as humans see. We only see part of the picture. We see what's on the outside of a person. But oh, God sees more. He sees deeper. He sees the heart of that person. And God sees the fullness of that person's potential. God sees each person's intricate and detailed beauty, the life that will live forever, the light which shineth. In today's gospel, Jesus opened the eyes of man born blind. He tells the blind man, you have seen the Son of Man. With your very own eyes, you have seen the Christ, the one who is speaking to you, is he. Close to home, friends, what if you and I would put on some glasses? God glasses. God glasses that allow you and me to see. To see as God sees us. To see as God sees others. And to see as God. And above all, that intricate, detailed beauty of each person. Imagine, just imagine, if you and I would act as if each time we encountered others, we looked at them through the eyes of Jesus. Christ, be thou my vision. Every day from sunrise to sunset, I pray, Lord, open my eyes, that I see through your eyes those that appear before me as you see them. How differently would we treat one another if we put on God glasses? Our parents, our children, our grandchildren, our spouse, our significant other, our siblings, our classmates, our friends, our co-workers. With God glasses on, how differently would we treat people who we see every week? People who we never speak to? People who don't speak our language? The people who don't look, act, or think the way we do? How differently would you and I treat the beggar? The guy standing on the street corner working for food? The people we label as failure, as sinner? The people we label as conservative or liberal or too old or too young or too dark or too light, too smart, too dumb, too much of something doesn't fit our point of view. Imagine each time if we encounter each other, we speak and one another, we see them through the eyes of God, how different our world would be. When our youth are ready to be confirmed, our parish entrusted them a Bible called the Catholic Youth Bible. In addition to the living word of God that's written there and handed down for us these many centuries, the Catholic Bible has little insets, little sub-themes that kind of speak further of the word of God. In the Catholic Youth Bible, there's this little insert called Seeing with God's Eyes. Lord, can you fix my eyesight like you did for the blind man? I want to see with your eyes those who are teased for being different at school. I want to see with your eyes the homeless person on a park bench. I want to see with your eyes from other races, people from other races and cultures. I want to see more people, more than people who think that being thinner or stronger makes them more lovable. I want to see more than people who look at wealth and think that's what life is all about. Help me to see with your eyes, Lord. Blind me to the way the world sees, so that I won't give in to judging people on their looks or skin color or possessions or personality. Help me to see, Lord. Help me to see and love as you love. Lord, with eyes so wide open that they see past the outside, right into the heart of another. Our elect are with us here today, and in 3 weeks, they will step into those waters where at the font, bringing new life and new light. And in the beautiful ceremony, they'll be clothed in white and given the light from the Easter candle, Jesus, the light of the world. They will be anointed with oil as priest, prophet, and king, just as Christ. And they will stand with us at the table to eat in the body and blood of Christ. Dear elect, that moment is coming very soon when you stand in our midst along with your godparents. And we ask God to strengthen you, to give you his light, to see yourselves as he sees you, and above all, as God sees you forever. And so we stand together today, not to judge, not to be tested, but to see the light of God, to see through his eyes, to see the marvelous wonders, the wonderful gift, the wonderful love that shines in you and me. So, longing for light, we wait in darkness. Longing for truth, we turn to you. Make us your own, your holy people. Christ, be our light. Shine in our hearts this day.